Tonight, the Hurricanes of the University of Miami are meeting the Gators of the University of Florida in the Sugar Bowl, part one of a Sunshine State extravaganza. Tomorrow, Florida State Seminoles take on the Sooners of Oklahoma University in the Orange Bowl. How is it that Florida schools dominate college football this year? Sam Walker covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us from New York. Sam Walker, what is it about Florida that's produced three top-ranked teams this year?
Well, I think you have to start with just looking up at the sky. I mean, take a climate like Southern California's and you add grass, and I think the possibilities are pretty endless. Certainly a lot of the players who play for these teams also hail from Florida. It's not really a coincidence.
So you mean that all these little kids that grew up in Florida could play football year-round, and that gives them an advantage over a child who grows up in, say, Green Bay?
Absolutely. Yeah, the season's very long there for all sports. But also, I mean, there's a different sort of attitude towards sports. I was down there once in Jupiter, Florida, and they have probably the biggest youth sports program I've ever seen. I mean, thousands of kids. And T-ball starts at 5, you know, and 5- and 6-year-olds have uniforms and equipment and 3 coaches, and you know, they're all ready to go. So you learn early on when you grow up in Florida that you know, sports is sort of a way of life. It's what people down there do.
Is it becoming in Florida what Florida does all the time? I mean, leisure is a business down there?
Absolutely. I mean, I think I may be wrong, but I think next to Hawaii, it's the only other state where the biggest industry is tourism. And I think that's certainly a cultural thing, but more than that, I mean, it's that, it's the climate, it's the fact that, you know, Florida's not the kind of place where you have the big bustling dot-com economy or a lot of Fortune 500 companies sort of moving in. I mean, anyone who moves to Florida is not really going down there to work 90 hours a week and never see the sun. It's different in that regard.
Do you think Florida has caught up with California as the place to play, including the place to play really big championships like Super Bowls and World Series?
I think so. Well, you know, the Super Bowl has been a fixture down there, and the state really does take care of the Super Bowl. I mean, they've waived a lot of taxes to sort of make it easier for the game to take place down there. So that's certainly an event destination. A lot of the bowl games obviously take place down there too, but beyond that, it's not necessarily the best place to play as a professional athlete. If you look at a lot of the teams down there, the two baseball teams, which are both expansion franchises, neither of them is doing very well on the spectator side. The legendary Miami Dolphins didn't sell out their playoff game. It was the first time in NFL history last week, and so the game was actually blacked out on television in Miami. You know, the Miami Heat basketball team has struggled with attendance. So in a strange way, I think people in Florida, they love recreation, they love sports, but, you know, maybe that sort of prevents them from sitting in a stadium seat for 3 hours and watching the action.
Sam Walker, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Sam Walker is a staff reporter for the Wall Street Journal. We reached him at his office in New York.